With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Well, just before 2 this afternoon, the solar eclipse starts, but already Point Pelee National Park is at capacity, so if you're headed to Leamington, you'll need to find another spot. OPP Constable Stephen Duguay is in Leamington now, and he has some tips if you're on your way, including don't pull over on the side of the road.
What you're going to do is you're going to make it difficult if emergency vehicles need to get through, and other vehicles can't pull over, especially on the 400 series highway. The 401, it's never safe to pull over on the side of the road and get out of your vehicle. So if you need to pull over, go to the next exit, pull off, find a parking lot that's safe to do so.
There are some road closures in Leamington today because of an expected increase in traffic. The full list of those is at WindsorNewsToday.ca. There's some on Robson Road, Seacliff Drive, and Cherry Lane. Make sure your eclipse glasses are ISO certified because looking directly at the sun can cause eye damage without them. Steve Pellerin is with the International Astronomical Union. He says the eclipse will start at 1:58, the full eclipse will start at 3:12, and last about 3 minutes in southern Essex County.
It's going to get dark out. The stars will come out. We'll be able to see the sun's outer atmosphere shimmering beyond the edge of the moon. We might even get to see a few of the flames erupting off the sun's surface. We call them prominences. And that's because the sun is very active right now. And so it'll be very spectacular.
Even if you're in the city, it will get dark. The show wraps up at 4:28. A 44-year-old man faces charges after a fight between neighbors on Roseville Garden Drive yesterday morning. Police say a man allegedly threatened his neighbors, kicked in their front door, and assaulted an occupant inside. He's charged with aggravated assault, break and enter, uttering threats, and mischief. The French Language Catholic School Board has a new superintendent of education. Nicole Rock is a graduate of Le Soar High in Tecumseh and the University of Windsor. She takes over her new position at the end of the month. Ontario's NDP leader wants the Auditor General to look into private clinics charging fees to patients for primary care. Merritt Stiles says the Canada Health Act is very clear. They're not allowed to bill for that, yet Stiles says there is evidence that it's happening. A new report from RBC says by 2030, more than half of new households won't be able to afford a new home. The report offers 7 possible solutions, including boosting the construction labor pool, lowering the cost of building, streamlining approvals, and allowing multiple units in existing homes. Meanwhile, the Ontario government wants to amend the building code to allow mass timber construction of up to 18 stories. That's allowed up to 12 stories now. And the public inquiry into foreign meddling in our federal elections will hear from the Prime Minister's new and former national security advisors today. Natalie Druin has had the job since January. Vincent Rigby had it from 2020 to 2021. The Canadian press says Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will testify on Wednesday. The Jays have their home opener tonight against the Mariners. The Tigers take on the Pirates this evening in Pittsburgh. And in the NHL, the Leafs are on the ice tonight against the Penguins. We'll get sun and cloud this afternoon, but clearing up later on, up to 23 today, down to 5 tonight. Tomorrow, we'll get showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, windy and 22. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.